It's the Reader's Notebook for Wednesday, February 11th, 2015. On this date in 1812, Massachusetts Governor Elbridge Gerry, a signer of the Declaration of Independence, but who refused to sign the Constitution, believing it put too many restrictions on individual liberty, did sign a bill that redistricted his state in order to benefit his Democratic Republican Party and put the Federalists at a disadvantage at election time. When the new arrangement was mapped, one of the new districts in the Boston area was so obviously contorted that it was said to resemble a salamander. 6 weeks later, an article in the Boston Gazette ridiculed the twisted, mutated district as a gerrymander, and thus a new word was coined. One of the oddities of the new creation is that for some time now it has been pronounced gerrymander with a soft G as in gentle, but the man for whom it is named pronounced his last name Gerry with a hard G as in go. Nobody seems to know why now. Prior to this redistricting debacle, Elbridge Gerry had a long history of distinguished service in government. As a delegate to the Constitutional Convention, he wanted guarantees limiting certain powers of the federal government. His redistricting scheme had mixed results. Although the newly elected state Senate remained in Democratic-Republican control, the Massachusetts House and the governorship were captured by the Federalists by a comfortable margin in the next election, and Gerry lost his job. Helping to spread the popularity of the new term was a political cartoon depicting a strange animal with claws, wings, and a dragon-like head satirizing the map of the oddly shaped district. The cartoon was most likely drawn by Elkanah Tisdale, an early 19th century painter and engraver who was living in Boston at the time. The engraved woodblocks used to print the original cartoon survive and are preserved at the Library of Congress. The word gerrymander was reprinted numerous times in Federalist papers in Massachusetts, throughout New England, and nationwide during the remainder of 1812. And according to the Oxford English Dictionary, the word's acceptance was marked by its first publication in a dictionary in 1848 and in an encyclopedia 20 years later. Governor Gerry's redistricting bill, which started the whole thing, was repealed the following year. Gerry himself was tapped by leaders in the Democratic-Republican Party to run for vice president on a ticket headed by James Madison. And although they won the election in November 1812, they lost Massachusetts to the Federalists. The vice presidency was considered the political graveyard at the time, at least in the opinion of John Adams, the first person to hold the office. After languishing there for a year and a half, Gerry died and went to the graveyard for real. On November 23, 1814, he fell seriously ill while at the Capitol building and died of a sudden heart attack not long after returning to his boarding house. He is buried in the Congressional Cemetery in Washington, D.C., with an impressive marble memorial by John Frazee, the noted American sculptor and architect. Elbridge Gerry is the only signer of the Declaration of Independence, buried in the nation's capital. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for February 11th, 2015. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.